presents First Impressions.
There's a new album out.
Have you listened to it yet?
I'm digging the new album.
I'll check it out.
What do you think of the new album?
First Impressions.
Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of First Impressions on the Scratch Track Podcast presented by the Dude and Grim Show. I am the Dude.
And I am Grim. And today, we would like to welcome you to the number two, America. So we're going to give our first initial impressions of Welcome to America by Prince. And it's the first impressions because, again, we know that we're not experts enough to just listen to the album and be able to give some huge review with a lot of adjectives and descriptive words that we look up in the dictionary. So we're just going to kind of give our thoughts on what we thought, basically having heard some other Prince stuff in the past. We have done a scratch on the previously unreleased Black Album.
Comment below.
Yes, we have. Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, we, this album, what came out yesterday. And
yeah.
So I've listened to it probably 2.5 times ish.
I've listened to it once.
There you go. So these are very initial first impressions, but that's how we do it. So overall, initially I was pleasantly surprised by it. I admittedly am not like, I love Prince. I think he's a tremendous musician, extremely talented. His music is not something I typically find myself gravitating towards.
Yep, I would.
But when I put this on, I was like, the first couple songs are really silky and kind of smooth. It has like a light, jazzy, funky sound to it.
And then there the are first one's that, spoken that, word over, yeah. Which I loved. Oh, that I dude. We'll go through some of the lyrics because that was phenomenal. Yeah, okay, I wrote them down. I love that one.
Very, very poignant for the times we are living in.
Yeah,
which is cool because this was actually recorded in 2010.
Yeah.
Now this is recorded in 2010 before his Welcome to America tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be curious if he played any of the songs on this album on that tour.
I think
I didn't read one way or another. So
I thought that they said that he did, but I would guess. Yeah. I mean, because it said that, that the song Hot Summer was on a Minnesota radio station in 2010. So, which is interesting because if you're someone who was like really following him and really into his music, and then you get news of that, and then the album just never comes out, and then he dies. It's just kind of weird, right? That like the whole thing is just kind of, so it's interesting that it came out now.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, and definitely, I mean, we'll talk about the first song, but there's definitely a lot of the lyrics. If you take a deep dive into it, again, very poignant for the times
we're
living in. Discussing like the political division and renewed fight for like racial justice and that type of stuff, which I there's some songs that I really liked and really kind of stood out to me. I don't think I really had expectations, but I was pleasantly surprised listening to this.
I thought it would be. So there were some moments in it that were a little cheesy for me, a little like Weather Channel sounding.
Okay, sure.
And the one that really stood up was Stand Up and Be Strong. Like just not my thing. And I expected the album to be more like that, but it was very little like that. So by the time that song was over and I was like, all right, I'm ready for something else. And then Check the Record is next. Oh, and it kind of comes in banging pretty hard. So
that's my favorite song of the album, man.
Oh, really?
I
like the title track. It's so good. Or Rin Tin Tin, Canine Cop.
Yeah, that one's really good too. That one is really, really good too. I think for me that the Check the Record, just such, I loved the rock feel to it.
Man. Yeah,
it was so good. So good. But I would like, why don't we get into the title track, Welcome to America? Because I think that's one that probably stood out the most to us with some of the phrases that are spoken throughout are just exceptional. I don't know if some stood out to you or you have any written down you wanted to kind of.
Well, I have the lyrics in front of me, and I mean, it just, and I, I'm sure this is in reference to a specific person or situation, but I can't recall it right now. But where it says you can fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip. I mean, that's funny.
Dude, mass media information overload. Welcome to America.
Yep. Distracted by the features of the iPhone.
Dude, did you hear? And it's kind of in the lyrics, or I noticed it was like in parentheses because they had like, it almost sounded like an overhead speaker. And it says, the following message is brought to you by Datacom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody and their mama got a sex
tape. Oh, dude, that one, that was just fantastic. That was one of my favorite ones, too.
Dude, land of the free, home of the slave.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, there's some just, I mean, there's a bunch more we could probably go through, but wow. I was very, very impressed.
Truth is the new minority. That was sweet. Ooh. That was really good. Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
But yeah, without breaking down every lyric, it's really worth a listen. I mean, the whole album, but that song especially is just fantastic. And to think it was recorded 11 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's pretty wild. And, I think this is, you know, the perfect time for this album to sort of come out. Interesting. He was, you know, not that these problems didn't exist, you know, 11 years ago, because they certainly did.
True.
But I think they're a little more front and center now than they may have been back then.
Dude, there was one lyric in another song, and maybe it was Check the Record, I'm not sure. That was kind of like a real dark foreshadowing where he said something to the effect of, oh, did you take too many pills?
Yeah.
And I heard that, and I was like, down,
actually.
Ooh, man, that's it's poorly timed.
Yeah, gosh.
Or maybe same page, different book, I don't know. But that line, line really stood out to me. I was just kind of like, ooh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, it was something about too many, you know, those you live in the hills. Something to that effect. Now, I will say one of the songs, and I know this wasn't your favorite, but the Stand Up and Be Strong, one of the lines I actually really did like in that was, in the time of the oppressed, we are all depressed.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying, like, not musically,
the message of the song. Yeah. Musically, it was not your style. Yeah.
Yes, that is very true. And it's in some things, like, I know that some things need to be uplifting, but you know how things can be like uplifting to the point of being like super cheese dick.
Yeah. Yeah. I get you. Sometimes I'm like, you know, sometimes I just can't do the feel good story.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Or something.
I'm really happy for you, but
what the fuck is that shit?
Well, I think that's mostly what I wanted to talk about and get through on this album. I was pleasantly surprised by it overall. Yeah. You know, we don't score and give numbers and stuff really on this channel. There's other people.
No, we don't claim to be experts. Dude, I do think Yes is sweet. The synthesizer remind me of Van Halen's Jump. And I think that Yes will start being played at sporting events throughout the world live.
Do you think it'll take over Seven Nation Army? Probably not.
Yes. I don't know.
That's a hot take right there. That's a hot take. So, all right, Grim. Well, I think we should wrap it up here.
Yeah.
You're good to go. I'm good to go. We're good to go.
Like, subscribe.
I think it's time to go. On the Dude and Grim Show.
Scratch a Track is produced by the Dude and Grim. Additional music provided by Moore and the Tims. Copyright 2021. The Dude and Grim Show.